Well, mixed feelings on this announcement made by Peter Dutton, and certainly they've been hinting towards it for the last couple of years, but certainly yesterday rolled it out that if they're elected and if they can overturn the legislation that prevents it happening, they will build 7 nuclear reactors, 2 in Queensland, 2 in New South Wales, 1 in Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia. Well, somebody who's definitely very much behind the establishment of renewable energy here in Australia is the National Secretary of the AMWU, the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, Stephen Murphy, and he is on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, doing well.
What was your initial reaction when you heard Peter Dutton announce that the 7 locations of these proposed nuclear power stations, Steve?
Yeah, well, we were expecting that there was going to be a nuclear policy announcement that would have some detail, but it was simply an announcement about where Peter Dutton was going to impose nuclear reactors, and one of those being on the Hunter, but in 6 other regions across Australia as well. It was pretty light on details, and you'd have to think it's one of 2 reasons. Either Peter Dutton doesn't know the answer, or he doesn't want us to know what the consequences and the risks that go along with nuclear reactors are going to be.
Yeah. Look, your union, the Australian Manufacturers Workers Union, released a report. It was only, a couple of months ago, the Climate Action Network Australia, this particular report towards a renewable energy superpower. And certainly your union is very definitely behind the transition to renewables. Why is that, Steve?
We've been campaigning since 2019, and we knew that as our economy was going to decarbonise, we actually needed to create good unionised jobs for those workers who have powered our economy and our homes for generations. So we've been working with environmentalists, with unionists, with workers, with university and with government. And we started off in the Hunter, of course, with the Hunter Jobs Alliance. But what we wanted to do was track an orderly pathway to net zero, where workers were going to be at their centre and they would have justice in this transition. And what that report found was that Australia's got these significant natural advantages in front of us that we've got to leverage with necessary speed, because we've been standing still for far too long during climate culture wars. And we've got a whole host of precious fuels, critical minerals and mining that we can value add for. But what it identified is there's 5 industries that we could set up in Australia. They are making batteries, high voltage cables, solar panels, wind towers and heavy vehicle manufacturing that would not only create thousands of really good jobs that are going to be unionised and will pay well, but it actually starts to reduce our emissions and we will meet the 2035 and 25 targets comfortably.
Right, okay. Now, you're talking about building batteries and wind turbine towers, etc. At the moment, we're importing the majority of those. I mean, if we can get them cheaper from China, for instance, which is where most of the solar panels come from, why build them here? People are going to say, if we can get them cheaper overseas.
Well, there's a couple of reasons that we'll build them here. I think during COVID, it exposed all of these fault lines in our international supply chains, and we just couldn't get the things that we needed. And we know that the world is changing and people are worried about what is happening between China and the US. And we currently import our solar panels. 80% of the world's supply of solar panels is in China. But Australian ID has worked out how to get copper to glue to silicon, which ends up being a whole lot cheaper than silver. We have 1,000 times more copper. It's 100 times cheaper. We could manufacture solar panels with copper in them here in Australia and be world competitive. But as we get our renewable energy set up, electricity prices will come down for everybody, and it makes us more globally competitive to be able to manufacture things as we shift from coal and gas over to renewables and hydrogen to unlock green aluminium, green steel, and be world leaders when it comes to action on climate change.
All right, so you reckon we can do it competitively here, make all these renewable assets that we need, like solar panels, etc. What about recycling? People keep telling me that, oh, they're only good for a few years, then they end up in landfill. Can you actually recycle solar panels?
Well, that's one of the things that is being worked on right now. I went out to SunDrive, and they're saying whole of life is that solar panels will be able to be reclaimed and recycled, all of the critical minerals out of them reused to make solar panels again into the future. So that applies to all of the things that we're making. Is recycling is going to be, and I know you used to always say, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
Yeah.
And that is, recycling is going to be part of the whole of life cycle that we need to get to get to net zero.
Right. You reference Liddell, and certainly, which is just up the road from where I am in Newcastle, as being one of the sites that the Coalition have said that's where they want to build a nuclear power station. Liddell, the owners there, have said that they're building a large solar farm there, and obviously your members will be involved in that, Steve?
The government announced a $1 billion solar fund, and that was going to set up solar panel manufacturing up at the Liddell Power Station site. And we understand that initially it will create around 500 jobs, but across the industry we could see up to 65,000 jobs if we are able to get a solar panel manufacturing industry happening in Australia.
Yeah, and I believe they're also creating a big solar farm there, aren't they, as well, on the site of Liddell? Is that happening?
Well, I haven't heard about a solar farm particularly.
Right.
I know that there was discussions about solar farms in the past, but I haven't heard any announcement or commitment to a solar farm as yet.
Yeah. And look, just with reference to jobs and unions, et cetera, a lot of people are jumping up and down about the fact that coal mines are going to be closing. And obviously that's going to affect members of, particularly the CFMEU. And there's been a lot said about that. I know I regularly get emails from the Minerals Council talking about the number of people employed, which I think they've put at about 25, 26,000, and the contribution to state and federal governments in the way of royalties, which is now billions of dollars. What's your view on coal mines? Should we be keeping them open and these coal-fired generators as well? Because they're also employing lots of people.
Well, that's the issue that we've got to face up to right now. This choice of nuclear versus renewable drives us into a cul-de-sac. We are not going to be able to replace the jobs that these workers have currently got. We need an orderly plan to get us to net zero that makes sure that every single worker who wants a job and wants to continue to work has a good job that pays comparable wages, comparable conditions, so that they know they're going to be looked after and their kids don't have to move away. And that's why renewables offers us a significant opportunity with all of our critical minerals, but with the skills of these workers to be able to be retrained to manufacture our renewable future.
Yeah, all right, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Steve. I did say there's going to be a lot more said about the Coalition's announcement yesterday, no doubt. All righty. Good on you. Thanks for your time. All the best. Steve Murphy is the National Secretary of the AMWU. And as I said, they released a report towards a renewable energy superpower, laying out key employment economic opportunities associated with the clean energy transformation.